Okay, so, yeah, so what we've done here in the next couple of slides is we've presented, will be four slides, and we're probably all familiar with SWOT analysis, which is strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats. And so, we've compiled a lot of information, and we've discussed, the situation. Now, after this, we're going to be presenting information about, what are some of the things that are happening at other comparable facilities, be they botanical gardens, conservatories, and so on and so forth. But we wanted to put a thought, kind of piece to the group that would allow people to think, well, how do we evaluate various opportunities? So we wanted to, have that summary of all of this information we've talked about from that perspective of, what can we build on? Where are the weaknesses we can sort of shore up? What are our opportunities? And are there those items which are really problematic, if you will? So we populated this with, a few of our thoughts, but we certainly aren't stating that we think this is the perfect set of strengths, and we would absolutely want the group to be thinking on their own about these issues. So we'll go through these, and but we absolutely want to people to think about, is that right or not, A, or B, what else is there, okay? And I don't know if it's, again, worthwhile for me to just sit here and read all these through. I think, Mr. Chairman, do you want me to just give people a minute to think about that and comment? Would that be helpful?
Yes, I think that if you have any questions about what is intended by the phrases used for strengths, what you have questions in that regard. I have one. What's a landmark project?
Great. Yes, so a landmark project, as a landmark is the sort of thing one can see and recognize. And so the recognition the domes have from many directions, day and night, makes it the sort of place where people say, oh yeah, I know that. And so that's one of the a real principal, we think, strength of the domes, and I'm sure everybody agrees.
Question, Reggie?
How is that different than visibility?
Well, visibility, it would be the sort of thing, it can be seen from a distance. So it's located in a way. And I think it's part of the same genre of things. But it's one thing to be visible. It's another thing to be a landmark. I think that was the intent of that.
Jason?
Thank you. One of the items on here is trail connections. I believe we're just south of the Hank Aaron Trail, is it? And all the other trails that connect us. One thing that struck me recently through the Parks Committee is the emphasis that the county trail system, county trails, have gotten and their evident popularity. I'm not sure if that is something that's too well connected to the domes, or Mitchell Park for that matter, not in terms of physically, but the idea of it. If there's there's outreach, there's tie-ins, there's, obviously they're visible from the trails, but I'm just curious, given our abundant staffing and overwhelming resources that are available at a drop of a hat, I was curious, how much of an emphasis has been put on connecting the domes with the idea of the domes with the trails? More of a stated idea than a real question.
It would seem that many of the strengths, or, one could have thrown that in the opportunities category as well. You know what I'm saying? So when I said, geez, I'm not trying to make too much of these, one could say, absolutely throw that in the opportunities category and then say, again, depending on how you interpret the word strengths. Absolutely.
Other questions, Don?
I'm curious. I'm curious why the show domes weren't considered. You have unique offerings of tropical and desert environments.
I absolutely want to repeat what I said at the beginning. We populated this with some points, but we are certainly not saying this is definitive, and we certainly by no means meant to leave off the show dome. So we would say good addition, I think, would be the way we would, you know, want that comment.
That is an important comment, because if you were to compare it to other conservatories, we still do 5 show changes a year. I don't think anybody is doing that anymore. And it used to be even more than 5. I think it was like 6 or 7 here. That's something you may want to look at with other facilities.
Absolutely.
Why do you use the term unique offerings of tropical and desert environments? What's unique about our operations?
Okay, yeah, thank you. That's a useful point, I think. So, in this region, and to a degree nationally, having both a tropical and desert environment in one location in a conservatory is relatively unique. In Cleveland, there is a much smaller facility that was built with that very idea of comparison. So the key, the uniqueness, is that comparison between the tropical and the desert. And there's a lot to be learned there. It was told to us that some of the longer distance school trips were predicated on that offering as a unique educational opportunity, a unique comparison in a science class.
Also, following up on Don's mention of the show dome, do other conservatories have the option of a show dome and be able to provide specialized options like tropical or desert environments? How unusual is it to have a large space for changing shows?
Yes.
Flexible use.
Very good. It's relatively unusual. I know in Montreal they have vast houses where they have various environments, and they have a show portion of that. That's a place that has that. I'm going to say San Francisco has some, ability to have multiple things, but by and large, to have this three large-scale domes like this is basically unique, and therefore is quite a strength.
Do you know why the others don't have a show dome? Is it the expense of changing it? Is it a financial cost? So could it also be a weakness or a threat that it's too expensive? Or?
No, I think that each institution just follows its own path. The domes themselves were conceived in a time and place, mid-1960s. And so at that time, that thinking conceived of this offering. Now, the other thing that's important is that in so many other places, there were botanical gardens that built conservatories, right? And there wasn't this need. Whereas here, there were gardens, but even at that time, the conservatories, at least my understanding, were a larger ratio of what the offer is than most of all places. So we really conceived to have that place, plus the additional gardens that were in place there. Now, that's a tad of speculation, but I think it seems to fit the fact, and it's for sure each place has its own history and story.
I would suggest that this is a sought-after venue for events as another strength.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of your comment.
I would add to strengths that this is a sought-after venue for events.
Very good. Absolutely, indeed. Yeah, it's really a special place to have an event. Indeed.
Task force have questions about what's intended by the listing said previously. This is not designed to be exhaustive or complete. It's just a way to get started on any comments about the weaknesses identified?
So, forgive my ignorance of horticulture. I'm not a horticulturist. Are there any elements of the show dome or any of the outside environment where it says here no outside gardens? Are there any elements of the flora that surrounds us or maybe in the show dome that are native Wisconsin environments that could be highlighted as such?
I would almost refer that to the horticulture people, but I also want to amend our statement to limited outside gardens. I think that's our boo-boo on that one. Sorry about that. We know you're working on that and have outside gardens, but limited outside gardens, again, compared to most botanical gardens. And then we haven't addressed the issue of native plants as of yet in this, and so I think that's a good question for sure about how native plants and all of that could be integrated in here. And again, we want the domes folks who know the most about the horticulture here to address that issue.
Could be another environment.
Absolutely. And again, that you might want to throw that into the opportunity side. It's again, in terms of absolutely.
I remember Phil Donahue when he'd run down the aisle with the microphones. Now that David is cool. We know where a lot of these issues are coming from, the same source for the lack of funding and staffing, and they're all kind of the same pools that we're facing, the Parks Department's facing as a whole, the county's facing as a whole. I don't want to give a speech on that. Beyond saying we need dedicated funding, obviously. The limited outside gardens, is that the correct
yeah,
answer?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that question.
Thank you. That is curious to me. I've joked that, you know, we could fill the old lowered space outside with beer and call it a beer garden. I'm sure people would show up for that. But I've done a fair bit with public-private partnerships and collaborating with third parties on projects. I wonder if it would be possible to get some of the money owned by the local landscaping and garden folks, Steins, big supply company, if they'd be interested in collaborating on something to do here. Another opportunity, I'm sure we have the staff, the time, and the resources to pursue at this very moment. But something to look at. Now, maybe that could be used to boost the gardens here and draw more attention and visitors and attendees and revenue.
Yeah, and one of the things about SWOT analyses as you go along and do these things is oftentimes the opportunities are the mirrors of the weaknesses. Just the way it kind of goes that way, for the most part, sometimes not. And so to be clear, you're suggesting that, in a sense, partnerships with certain sponsors for outside gardens is sort of a way to achieve the end of having more outside gardens, and you've kind of stipulated that the current limited staff and lack of financial resources and all that kind of limits the ability now to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's true to a certain end. This could be, I don't want to lean on the Friends group in any unusual capacity. This could be something that is pursued in partnership with the management of the domes of the Conservancy and the Friends and whomever else wishes to be involved or will make themselves involved. It would take some cooperation, coordination between the parties involved, including, I believe, the county and the Parks Department, but something I'd be happy to talk with folks about. And, my time is limited, as anybody else's, but we can make time for important things.
I think Roger, you can help with this. The limited outside gardens. My thinking, and maybe I'm wrong, is if we develop the outside gardens, the goal is to get people to come inside, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that depends.
Because they don't pay if they see all of the nice stuff. So I guess it's a two-part question. We develop outside gardens on a warm day. Am I going to come into the domes if I can see a nice leaf garden, display outside where I can my kids run around, maybe not pay or whatever? Or is it leading to the domes and then coming inside? So maybe, I don't know, other horticulture's models we've seen, it's no entry fee, so they have that ability to enjoy that, Or maybe Roger can help possibly with that, or help you contact me.
So we are a little bit limited here with what we can do outside around the facility. We do have those sort of lawn areas that wrap around. We can't really plant anything there because if you want to service the structure, you need to be able to get cranes through that space. We have invested in the front entrance. We've had invested in the garden above the sunken garden going to the annex area. Mr. Haas, we do get donations here from like Young Seed. Let's say there's trees for the spring show. Those trees are then given to parks to plant in parks. So there are already those pieces in place. In regards to the outside garden, you have a whole park here. The weakness is the facility is facing away from the park, and visitors here don't even realize there's a park there. They don't take a walk in the park there. There's nothing to encourage them to go into the park and explore it. And I think that's the weakness that we have. We've got a beautiful park, very unique in that it's not flat, like a lot of parks are. You do have to walk up and down when you walk in the park. So I think that's something we really should add here. The other weakness that I see is the whole food service. You know, it's very limited as far as food service here at the facility.
Mr. Chairman, could I add a comment to Mr. Washington's question or comment?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. You know, this is sort of a classic question. It's a good question. There's a seasonality aspect to this. And, you know, in the winter is when people want to go inside. And, you know, so there's something about the seasonality to this. There's a question about when are we talking about this? Do we create enough of an impact in the exterior that it, you know, it has real staying power? Is there a paid zone? There's lots of facets to going through that question about creating destination and all those sorts of things. What are these gardens and all that? The other part of this that's an important factor in figuring out that challenging question is, are we, you know, creating enough, are we creating enough there? Because it's also about the time you spend at the location. And so with the domes, you know, there's a certain amount of time that on average people would spend. But with a larger facility, you get a longer length of stay, and that ends up affecting trip decisions. It ends up affecting whether you can support the food service, because those longer lengths of stay create more of a demand for food service and retail, and so on and so forth. They affect membership, because I'm a member now of something bigger. You know, so it really goes through a number of the categories of decision making and place making. What I'm going to do is we can go back to these other. So here's our office, some opportunities, here's some threats, friends in Botanical Gardens. So then this week,